Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Reigning in Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In the early days of my ministry, if somebody said, you know, so-and-so's in the hospital, would you go check on them? I did. I thought anything anybody said I ought to do, that's what I felt like I was supposed to do. I'm a minister. I'm a servant of the people. And this happened more than once. I showed up and somebody said, well, who are you? And I said, well, I'm Keith Moore. I'm from such and such, you know, and your second cousin said you was in the hospital and they said, I don't believe in that stuff. Well, what do you do now? You leave, right? Notice what didn't happen. They did not call for me. Why didn't they call for me? They didn't have respect for the word. They didn't have respect for God. Not having, and they, how they treated me shows how they think about God. They didn't even know me. So they couldn't judge me as a person, yay or nay, but they just knew I represented God, and their action and lack of it showed their disrespect for God. Does that affect them receiving?
Yes.
Oh, does it? And see, people don't, they haven't understood that. They have such little respect for God, and then it's shown up, it's demonstrated in their respect for His people, and in particular, His ministers. And it's not a matter that we should try to make much of ourselves as a man or as a woman. But it's like this. How many remember, you might remember, when President Bush, who's in office now, when he first came into the office, he made some changes immediately. One of them, some of the reporters came in and they were disrespectful and their phones were going off. He said, that stops now. And folk were like, well, who does he think he is? Well, no, he respects the office. Do you see this? He'll be gone in a while, but he respects this place. So he treats it with dignity, and he requires everybody around him to treat it with dignity. Even though he's the one in it, it's not about him as the man. It's about the office. Do you see that? Good. Now we're getting somewhere. Did you feel that? There was a little bit of a, well, who does he think he is? I know who I am. Do you know who you are? But it's about the office. And we have people in the office of apostle, evangelist, pastor, prophet, teacher have not treated it properly. They've treated it too common. We can play with these things and they act like people can tell God's ministers when to jump and how high and everything. Well, that's being completely disrespectful of the office and of God who places the office. So no, it's not about us as human beings. It's about us treating the office with the dignity and the respect. And we're going to do it. I've said it in my heart. We're coming up in every aspect. We're going to know about the glory of God. We're going to teach the glory of God. We're going to demonstrate. Amen. Amen. We're going to demonstrate that the things of God are weighty. They're important. Now, we're not going to be depressed, but we're going to treat it with dignity. Right? We're going to recover what so many people lost in the rebellion of the 50s and the 60s. Right? In this country, we got generations that have grown up. Their parents didn't understand dignity and their parents before them. And so it's lost. And we got folk that don't even know which way to go in this. But the Bible is still here. It reads the same. God should be exalted. He should be glorified. His word should be reverenced. His spirit should be reverenced. All of His things should be reverenced. Amen? And you watch. When you do that, you begin to receive things you never received before. When you begin to treat God's things with proper respect, you begin to hear and know and see, and faith comes up. It's this lack of respect that has held so many people out. So you make up your mind. You're going to learn these things. Right? And you're going to teach them to your children. Right? And you're going to come in and demonstrate them in the church and on the job and everywhere you are. And you watch and see, you'll have a stronger manifestation of the presence of God in your life on every turn. Now, back to our text. We'll reign in life by one, comma, Jesus Christ. And we do it by the abundance of grace and by the gift of righteousness. Now, righteousness is the opposite of condemnation. It's the opposite. It would have helped if you'd have heard, especially the previous two services, because we've taught at length on not having condemnation and about reigning in righteousness. And I just hadn't felt released from this, that we had to get back to this again tonight. Go with me to 1 John and we'll read this and then I'll review a little bit more and expound a little bit more. 1 John. I see I'm going to have to teach a lot more on this previous thing we were talking about. But we're coming up, aren't we? How many would agree with me that there's too much disrespect? Too much. I mean, you know, you see kids yelling and screaming at their parents. And you see the way way youth talk to their teachers and their coaches. And you see the way adults talk to their employers and the authorities and their ministers. And all of this is a reflection of how lacking there is a respect for God. When you love God and you reverence God, it shows in how you deal with people. It comes right across in your dealings with people. And this is one thing I'm purposed that we're going to grow in. Are you with me?
Yes.
I'm purposed. And it'll save our children untold problems. It'll save them all kind of tragedies and things that they should not have to go through. And it'll allow us to come up to higher and higher places. And, you know, the Holy Ghost manifests where He's appreciated. I said, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, He manifests Himself where people respect Him, where people honor Him. And I'm hungry for that, are you? I'm hungry for the presence. I mean the real, strong, undeniable presence of the Holy One. Right? Well, it's not going to come with us being flippant and us being disrespectful. We know some things, but we're going to grow. We're going to grow. In 1 John 3 and verse 19. You know, today is my spiritual father in the faith's birthday. He's in heaven tonight. And I'm happy for him. You know, there are times I'd like to go see him and visit him. But I was telling somebody else over the weekend, some minister friends of mine, I have not grieved for Brother Hagin. I wouldn't stand up here and lie to you. I haven't. And the reason I had, this will help you if you didn't already know this. When he went home to be with the Lord, when we knew he was gone, the scripture came to me real strong when Jesus was about to leave. And he looked at his disciples. And he said, if you loved me, you'd rejoice because I'm going to my Father. Did you hear that?
Yes.
See, when we grieve and go on and on and on, and yet we know our loved one is in heaven, we can't be grieving because we love them. Did you hear that? See, people, they try to make that out. Well, I just love them so much that I can't get past it. If you loved them and you know they're in glory with Jesus, you can't feel bad for them. Right? You're just feeling sorry for yourself. Right? And so every time if I would think about, you know, well, I'd like to see him or I'd like to go be in a meeting with him or whatever, I remind myself, if I love him, I got to be glad for him, right? Because he is rejoicing. And the Lord allowed Phyllis and I to serve with him personally for years, for decades. And I know one thing that helped us in that is what I'm talking to you about. We respected them the best we knew how. I'd be out sometimes doing another meeting, and somebody that graduated from the school, just like I did, they'd say, "Well, how's the old man?" And you think, "Who?" Well, you know, old man Hagin. How's the old man? Is there anything wrong with that?
Yes.
If it's your spiritual father in the faith, if it's the one that God used to teach you and bring you out of ignorance, you don't. That's an improper reference. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so we had fun, and they would invite us over to their house many times, and we'd eat tacos and catfish, have a big time. And he loved to play and pick and have fun and all like that. And we did, and laugh and cut up, play pinball and do every other kind of thing. But when it's service time, did you hear me? We're stepping out on the platform. And it's service time. It's yes, sir. Right? This is not Kenneth Hagin, my buddy. This is Brother Hagin, the prophet. Did you hear me? And no matter what you thought, you don't let yourself feel free to go, "Well, oh, Dad, what you gonna do that for?" Disrespectful. Insubordinate. Right? And, you know, the Lord allowed us a lot of good fellowship for many years, and he helped us not to lose that, though, to retain that. And how many understand you got to know what's going on, and you got to know when to change hats, right? I don't know if the pastors I've had tell me, "Well, I'm just not getting close to any more of my people." And I said, "Why?" I said, "Well, they just lose respect for you," they said. And they said, "Well, I'm just not getting close." Well, one reason is people not teaching folk correctly. And they're not respecting the office enough themselves. But then also, you got to teach people how to change hats. Right? Okay, we're having fun. We're having a meal. We're not trying to, have a service and get revelation right now. Oh, but when it's time to change. Right? And if somebody gets out of line, you got to call it. Right? If somebody's too forward, if somebody's disrespectful, you got to call it. And a lot of people don't, because they'll think, I think I'm something. No, it's about the office. It's about the service. It's about the church. It's about the work of God, right? So we got to call it. We got to say, hey, show some more respect. Right? Be more reverent. It's time to quit playing and get the job done. That doesn't mean we're depressed, but it means we know when to get serious. Right? And we know when to show respect.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Free from Condemnation, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1001G. That's R-1001G, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.